نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد once again it is the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa taala that he gave us the tawfiq of gathering here in this majlis of zikr many times I have explained that zikrullah is not only subhanallah alhamdulillah allahu akbar or some tasbihat Zikrullah is the fulfillment of all the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala truly means that whatever is the hukam and order of Allah ta'ala at whatever time, then the person fulfills that order and that hukam of Allah ta'ala. When it is time for salat, he makes salat. When it is time to give zakat, he gives zakat. When it is time for hajj, he makes hajj. And when it is time for fasting, he fasts. When it is time to make the khidmat of the parents, he does that. When it is time to fulfill the rights of the wives and children, then he does that. When it is the time to assist and help the poor, the needy, the destitute, then he engages in that. Then that is true zikrullah. But to reach that stage, there is some kind of effort that is required. And the person, through this tasbihat, abundant recitation of the Quran Sharif, abundant zikrullah, when the person makes or takes the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala excessively, so then the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will start settling in the heart. He will become conscious that my Allah is watching every move of mine. My Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of every action of mine. I can fool the whole world, but I cannot fool or deceive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is the giver of sight. How can he be blind to our actions and deeds? So now the person becomes conscious. It's the azhar he gets. The same with Durood Sharif. When he starts reading plenty of Durood Sharif, then the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into the heart. And when love comes of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it becomes easy to make amal. That is the whole purpose. It becomes easy to make amal. But then in this path, there are lots of temptations, there are lots of attractions and distractions. I mentioned some time back that when a person slips and falls, he meets up with an accident, his bones are broken, then they sometimes put him on traction. So that traction heals the person's wounds. But there are certain attractions and distractions from Iman that if the person has to fall for those temptations, then no amount of traction will help too. No amount of traction will help. Person's iman goes away. There are such kind of temptations. So the times of fitna in which we are living, all these type of temptations are there. There's no doubt. So what do you do now? On the one side, we want to make zikrullah. We want to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We don't want to disobey him. We don't want to disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are temptations. Temptation to commit adultery, temptation to commit fornication, temptation to watch the haram on the television, or the porn sites of the internet, or to steal, or to indulge in any other kind of vice and sin. So at that time the break is the remembrance of death. That is why we are discussing muraqabah of maut. That we want to reach those stages. Now what is the defense now? You got to have some kind of defense. You got to have some kind of braking system. Every vehicle must have a brake. Trucks, buses, planes, trains, everything, they must have some kind of brake. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that this remembrance of death, aksiru zikra hazimul lazzat, because it destroys the pleasures of a person. Death is a destroyer of pleasures. So now when the person is engaging in any kind of haram action, or he is tempted to engage in any kind of haram action, then when he thinks of death, that what if my death has to come in this state? So immediately the person will restrain himself. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, all the halal pleasures Allah Ta'ala, what He has made halal. Then in these days we say, give the nafs some halal. Don't deprive it of halal because you want to save it from haram. Now if you're going to deprive the nafs of halal also and haram, then that nafs will become rebellious. Say that this person doesn't want to give me any halal too, and doesn't want to give me any haram too. So the life will become very boring, the person will say. So there's nothing wrong within the limits of Sharia, within the parameters of Sharia, the person enjoys some kind of halal pleasures. It's permissible. But haram, to restrain ourselves from haram, what else is there? Either we have that kind of yaqeen, or we have reached the stage of ihsan, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ أَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. That we worship Allah Ta'ala in a manner as if we are seeing Allah Ta'ala, and if not, then we know Allah is watching us. So to either we have that kind of yaqeen, or we have reached the sifat, we have got the sifat of ihsan in our lives, or that we think that what if death comes. So last week we did the first part of it, tu bara'e bandagi hai yaad rakh, that you are for the sake of ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ, so that we may recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is why we have been created. That ibadat there means recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All our life is going to be ibadat. We are slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every action and every deed. We are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. He is our creator who blessed us with sight, hearing, speech and heart, liver and lungs, and on the ground that we walk, who made this earth for us, and who created the heavens for us, and who sends down the rain for us, and who grows the crops from the earth for us, and who is it that has made us understand the different languages to comprehend, who gave us aqal and intelligence. Everything will boil down to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we are His slaves istiraran. Whether we like it or not, we are Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala slaves when it comes to other things. Our sight, our hearing, our speech. We can't make them do other things. The eyes will see, the ears will listen, the tongue will speak. We can't delegate to the tongue that we may, that now you must start seeing. We can't tell the ears that now you must start speaking. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever power it has, He has given, that is what they will do. So we are for the sake of ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that we do everything according to the Quran and Sunnah. That's all. Simple. Life is not difficult. We make it difficult. We just have to find out what is the correct procedure of doing a thing. Do it like that for the pleasure of Allah, and it will become ibadat. Now we proceed from there. Tune mansab bhi agar paya to kya? Tu ne mansab bhi agar paya to kya, ganje simo zar bhi haath aaya to kya. Tu ne mansab bhi agar paya to kya, ganje simo zar bhi haath aaya to kya. Qasr-e aali shaan bhi banwaya to kya, قصر عالی شان بھی بنوایا تو کیا, دب دبا بھی اپنا دکھلایا تو کیا. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. We'll be having a janazah after Isha, and so many people have passed away recently, and we also don't know when our time will come. He says, "Tune mansab bhi agar paya to kya?" Even if you got a high position in society, so what? If you became a king, so what? If you became a president of a country, so what? If you became a governor general, so what? If you became an MP and a cabinet minister, so what? Even if you owned all the oil wells of the world, so what? Even if you have access to all the palaces and you own palaces in the world, so what? Even if you showed your authority for some time, then what? At the end of the day, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Look at the kings of the world, how many of them are under the ground. Their palaces are here, their children are here, their gold and silver, their oil wells, nothing went with them. In fact, some of them, no matter how much of authority they had, how much of force and power they had, and when they spoke, it was like lions roaring. But at the end of the day, they ended up in prisons, or they were executed, or whatever happened. Throughout the world, this is a phenomenon. So he says, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. So there's nothing wrong in becoming a president of a country, there's nothing wrong in becoming a king or a ruler. But the condition is that the person has to have Islam, he has to have Iman, and he has to have Adl. Therefore, on the day of Qiyamah, under the shade of the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the different categories of people that will be accommodated, when all around there will be nothing but nafsi, nafsi, intense heat of the day of Qiyamah, the terrible shake-up. People will be terrified. People will be drowning in their own perspiration, depending on the sins that they had committed in this world. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum inna zalzalatas sa'ati shay'un azim yawma tarawunaha tazhalu kullu murdi'atin amma arda'at وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم فيا يا رب. He is your creator. He is the one who has blessed you with every nema. He is the one who has given us all our abilities and capabilities and all the ni'mats and bounties. We must fear His displeasure. Don't annoy and displease Allah Ta'ala. If He is giving in spite of all the sins that we are committing, then it is a rope that He is giving us. He is giving us time. He is giving us respite so that we make tawbah and return to Him. Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving, merciful, kind, and He wants to see everybody going into Jannat. Therefore, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives time so that we make tawbah and come back to Him. We must not think Allah Ta'ala became very pleased, that's why He is increasing the bounties and ni'mats. Yes, if He is giving to a person whom He is pleased with, then indeed, if the person makes shukr over those ni'mats, then he will also get Allah Ta'ala's pleasure in Jannat. But if the person is disobedient and he is getting, then it is something to fear. It's not something to be very happy over. Lots of people today, the criteria is how much do they have. If the person has an excellent business running, very beautiful home, a beautiful car, and a beautiful bank balance, then even if he's not making one salat, even if the person is speaking lies, even if the person is gaining his earnings through the casinos and through other haram sources, but if somebody has to ask him, how are you, how's things going? Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's fazal upon me. Can't complain. Things are excellent. That is the danger. Who has the right to say that is the person who is obedient to Allah Ta'ala and he's getting his earning also in a halal way. And he's pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Then he is like that person who has got a pigeon or he's got a parrot or he's got some other pet. Then he is feeding that pet also. He feeds the pet. He gives the cat, he gives the pigeon, he gives the parrot So he feeds these pets also. But he feeds them with happiness. It gives him joy and pleasure to see that pet of his eating and drinking. And a person feeds the rat also. He gives a beautiful piece of cheese to the rat. But he is not giving to the rat because he is extremely happy and pleased with the rat. The dear rat, how pleasing you are to me. Therefore I am giving you this piece of cheese. He is giving it to trap the rat. So he says, Tune mansab bhi agar paya to kya? Ganje seemo zar bhi haath aaya to kya? Gold and silver treasures, if they come into your possession, so what? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not look at the color of faces. He does not look at the wealth or property. He does not look at the person's physical fitness. He does not look at how much is his bank balance. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ Looks at the hearts and the actions. So he says, ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. When so many people are dying around us, when so many people are disappearing from the surface of the earth, never to return to tell any tale. Those who have gone, have they come back? Has anybody returned to tell us what happened there? So when we are not going to return, then why should we give our heart to the dunya? When we know that we are going to also proceed in that same direction. جس جہاں سے ہمیشہ کو جانا جس جہاں سے ہمیشہ کو جانا اس جہاں سے ہے کیا دل لگانا The place that we are going to leave and go forever, how can you give your heart to it? We have the two kinds of envelopes I mentioned once, the two kinds of envelopes. One is that envelope when you seal, then it is sealed thoroughly and properly. The glue sticks very, very firmly. If you want to open that envelope, you cannot. It will tear, but it will not open. You have to tear it open. And the other envelopes that they have now, that if you want to open them, you can open, put something else again inside and seal it up again, and open again and put something else and seal it up and it carries on. That is how our heart must be with this dunya. That it must be just a light attachment. Because we are in a world of means, we are living in a dunya, so we have to have some kind of attachment. There will be some attachment to our clothes, our watch, our cars, our businesses. We can't say mustn't have any attachment. But the attachment must be like that. Very light attachment. That if the angel of death has to come, then we don't make, hi, now what's going to happen? How am I going to leave all these things behind? The person just doesn't want to leave this world because he hasn't got muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. The person who wants to meet his beloved, he will undergo any kind of trial and test and travel to go and meet his beloved. People have traveled distances, thousands of miles and kilometers they have traveled. Why? Because they built up some kind of illicit relationship with some beloved in another part of the world. In Russia, China, Japan, somewhere. So now the person is traveling distances. Why? He's just going to meet that beloved. He hasn't even seen the person. So when the person has got a beloved, then there is a natural desire to meet that beloved. But the beloveds of this world are going to perish. They're going to turn to dust. One day they're going to turn to dust. फूल मुरझा गए चांदनी ढल गई अपना अंजाम भी के गई हर कली flowers are going to wither. Therefore he says, tell the nightingale which is singing over the beautiful flower, inform the nightingales also that are singing, that soon autumn will come. The flower is going to wither. Everything will turn to dust. When we go through the parks and we see the beautiful flowers, green, blue, yellow and white, then go after some time, when they have fallen on the ground and they've turned to dust, then go and dig up the earth and look for the colors of those flowers. So our wealth, our gold, our silver and everything else we are going to leave behind. And we are going to proceed also in the same direction that others have gone. Therefore he says, Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Do whatever has to be done, because at the end of the day it is maut. And the angel of death does not give any kind of warning. The warning that we receive is in the form of sicknesses, diseases, ill health, white hair on the head, white hair on the beard, weakness in the body, and all the janazas that leave before our eyes. All those are the warnings. We say the angel of death does not give any warning. It is correct in a sense, but at the same time, there are lots of warnings. When we're making a janazah salat, is that not a warning? Is that not a lesson? That just as you are making the janazah today of somebody else, one day your janazah will be also placed like that. Just as you are shouldering the janazah of someone today, a day will come when somebody will be shouldering your janazah. So the warnings are there. When the person undergoes an operation and is given chloroform, then is that not a warning? That just as you have gone to sleep, you don't know what is happening around you anymore. Or every night that we sleep, is that not giving us a lesson? That one day we are going to sleep forever. So therefore he says that even if you got plenty of wealth, a high position in society, you own the gold mines and oil wells of the world, and you have the highest post in the land, so what? Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. So make use of the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is giving it, make use of it. For oneself, for one's family, for the poor, for the needy, for the destitute and for others. But don't become intoxicated with that wealth. At present we are intoxicated, and that is the true, and that is the reality, that we are intoxicated. That we forget Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the giver of those ni'mats, when we are in good health and we have plenty of wealth. That time we forget the giver of those ni'mats. And when it is snatched away, then we make hi. Ya Allah, if you restore my health, then I will obey you. I will bow down before you. I will make salah, and I will give zakah, and I will do this, and I will do that. Just give me extension of life. Whereas zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. اور اس میں توسیع بھی ہے غیر ممکن اور میعاد اس کی نہیں معلوم. حضرت شیخ حکیم اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہم اسے زندگی کا عجیب ہے ویزا. It's a very strange kind of visa, this visa of life. کب بلا لے خدا نہیں معلوم. Person just does not know when Allah تبارک و تعالی will cancel this visa of life. People are always scared, they do not want the visas to be cancelled. We say when we are traveling, then we don't want that the person must return us from that airport wherever we are going. People are having hassles and problems at the American airports and other places. So we are always worried and concerned that our visas must not be invalidated, must not be cancelled. But yet at least there is some kind of hope, because the person has got a stamped visa, 6 months, 3 months, 1 year, whatever it is. But this visa of life, there's no stamp. We haven't been given any kind of indication whether it's going to be for 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, 1 second or 100 years. Nobody knows. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Suddenly the person just departs. Aur usme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin. Those days they used to take big bribes for extension. But now a bag of potatoes also does the job. So in this world still there is some scope. The person can say, well, I will bribe my way and get some extension of the visa. But the visa of life, if the person has to offer the world and all it contains to the angel and say, accept it as a bribe. Accept it from me and give me an extension of life. The angel will say that I cannot extend my own life, where can I extend your life? So zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Isme tawsi, extension is impossible. And the duration of time also unknown, for how long is that visa. So at such a time, what we have to do is still marry, run our business, upbring our children, be smiling, cheerful, talk nicely to friends, family members, others, be good and kind to everybody. Do everything that a normal human being does. It does not mean that now that we know that zindagi got ajeeb visa, so now finish, after that we have to do nothing and our life will become boring, we will just lock up on ourselves in the home. We'll still be normal human beings, perfect normal human beings. The only thing we are not going to do anymore is displease that Allah who has given us life, who has given us health, who has given us wealth, who has given us sight, hearing and speech, in whose hands everything lies. The ground on which we walk and everything else is in the hands of Allah. And when we are going to make shukr over those ni'mats, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala promises, la azidannakum, will definitely give an increase. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. Now we'll have a little bit of zikr and dua. There's a janazah that will be coming. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand that just as we are making the janazas of other people, then one day our janazah salat is also going to be performed. It's not a question of just other people's janazas. So we take a lesson from everything that is happening around us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, most compassionate Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth. Day and night we have used your bounties for your disobedience. How much of your ni'mats we have used for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience. The great bounty of hearing, of speech for your disobedience. How much of our wealth we have used for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have asked the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. Ya Allah, but how loving you are. How forgiving you are. How tolerant you are, how merciful and kind and generous you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. My beloved Allah, you have given us shelter above our heads. Ya Allah, you have still blessed us with sight and with hearing and with speech and with heart, liver and lungs all functioning. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, whatever sins we have committed, whether major or minor, sins of the eyes, sins of the ears, sins of the tongues, of the hands and feet, of the heart and mind, sins that we committed in the light of day or the darkness of nights, my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all our sins. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever whatever is due, to fulfill the rights of all, to seek forgiveness from those that we have caused any kind of hurt and injury and pain. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our families, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of mankind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, forgive the entire mankind. Bless everyone with hidayat, with iman, and with Islam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing. We are not justifying any of our sins. Change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. The interests of our lives have changed, my beloved Allah. No more we enjoy the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. No more do we enjoy zikrullah. No more do we enjoy ibadat. No more do we enjoy the Quran and Sunnah making amal upon it. Ya Allah, our interests in life have changed. We have begun to enjoy sins. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the righteous servants of yours, they do everything right. And then they say, oh Allah, we haven't been able to do justice to our ibadah. Ya Allah, we do everything wrong and we brag about our sins. We smile and we laugh over our sins. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to you, the road that leads to Jannat, the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Distance us from the road that leads to the fire of hell. Distance us from the road that leads to nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to see us destroyed. They want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame and humiliation and disgrace. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pada. My beloved Allah, our hearts are between your two fingers. You can turn it in whichever direction you wish. Ya Allah, change it in the direction of goodness. Ey mere Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to remain like hypocrites on the surface of the earth? A day is going to come when the angel of death is going to take the soul out of every part of our body. He is not going to give any warning signs, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching some filthy film or filthy magazine in our hands, or popping drugs in our mouths, or wine bottles in our hands. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike his sword. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, ek din hamara janaza bhi kahin chalega. Ey mere Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Forgive their sins. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give their kith and kin and family members sabre jameel ajre azim. Ey mere maula, hamare hal par raham farma. Hamare hal par raham farma. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Ya Allah, if somebody has to ask me, what are you begging all the time? I will say, I am begging that my Allah becomes mine. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta hoon. Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and the problem of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid-e-Aqsa. Protect our masajid, our madaris. Protect the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Ya Allah, protect all deeni institutions. Ya Allah, all the workers of deen, bless them with ikhlas in all their actions and deeds. Allah, protect all institutions of Deen. Evere Mawla, unite the hearts of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, of family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those who are disbelievers. Give hidayat to them. Bless them with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will never accept, and they will continue with the persecution, torture and tyranny and oppression and suppression. Then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Cause their planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our parents and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires. Unki nek tamanna wa murado ko pura karte. And Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the test, the trial, the pain, the suffering that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is undergoing. With your fazal and ihsan, remove that suffering and pain. So many are sick and ailing around the world. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in poverty, bless them with wealth. Ya Allah, those who are in debts and financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulty. Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein humari duaon ko qubool farma. ہم جیسے بھی ہے گندے ہے سیاکار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم اور خطاکار ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے where do we go my Allah which other door is there that we can tap which other home is there that we can beg یا اللہ accept our duas with your fazl with your ihsan with your kindness ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين